Give Me a Sign by Leroy Mann. As a child, the Christmas season was always the feel-good time of year. Enduring asthma and mom's lengthy punishments could not deter me from feeling the warmth of the holiday spirit. However, Christmas behind a prison wall can cause the greatest of holiday troopers to repress those childhood pleasantries connected to the season of giving. Prison is not the place where a man wants to be known as a warm and giving individual. At least, that was my perception when I was living on the free side of the wall. Just before the turn of the century, I can recall a Christmas inside this box where the state supplied the prisoners with human-like eating utensils. A plastic fork and knife replaced the primitive food shovel known as the spork. The pantomime of the state's overseers ensured me I was eating something they preferred to have on their own dinner tables. Without the threat of the normal 15-minute food consumption limit, I was able to absorb the laughter and holiday spirit dwelling amongst the prisoners in the chow hall. The atmosphere was much different than usual, but once the meal concludes, the vibe of animosity and envy boomerangs, a reality check never far from its toxic starting point. The walk back to D Block consisted of at least 60 red jumpsuits bouncing down the tunnel at once, most of us fighting to live while anticipating the upcoming executions of others. This was 1998. Three executions had already preceded this particular holiday, and four more would come the following year. A hefty number of the death row population will slowly be depleted in the months to come. A slow death, in its truest sense. My stomach appeared to be full, but my spirits were declining fast. It was my fourth Christmas without the laughter and authentic gestures of love that come within a tight-knit family unit. The closer I got to D Block, the more helpless I felt. And here, these feelings could easily be construed as weak. Therefore, my frustration festered until another red jumpsuit asked me to block the officer's view while he removed some of the holiday cheer from an artificial Christmas tree that stood outside the death row housing unit. Without the slightest hint of hesitation, I obliged. I had no idea as to why we were doing this, but when I looked back at the prison's artificial display of Christmas, I saw a faux representation of life stripped by the real lives given expiration dates. Back on the block, the organizer of this holiday coup used construction paper, glue, tape, and straws to produce a D-block Christmas tree. There was a sense of collective admiration for the symbolism of our unity as the ornaments were placed on a tree, made from a tree. Then an older cat instructed everyone to look out of their cell windows. I was stunned by what I saw. A line of people stood on a bridge, yelling, waving, and holding a sign that read, "Merry Christmas." Complete strangers, gesturing humanity. I'm in here struggling to maintain my humanness, and people that didn't even know my name were reminding me of it. This place wasn't home, but it was definitely Christmas. Happy holidays.